The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. In 2 Peter 2, verses 4 through 9, it begins to tell us what 2 Peter 3, verse 10 is speaking about, where it says, "The earth and the works in it will be burned up." But God says, "The meek or the righteous will inherit the earth forever." No matter what God does to the earth, God says, "The meek will inherit the earth forever." In other words, telling us that the earth is going to be here forever. Malachi 4 and other places in the Bible, such as the book of Revelation, tell us the time setting, which we will bring out a little later. 2 Peter 2, verses 4 through 9, as we have just quoted, is speaking of the fact that Satan and his demons and ungodly men are reserved for judgment and sentencing. They will be judged and sentenced to Gehenna fire and will be burned up. That is, ungodly men. The wages of sin, that is sin not repented of, is death, not living and burning forever. Now Satan and his demons will be cast into a lake of fire and be tormented day and night forever and ever. Notice what it says here in Revelation 20 and verse 10. "And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and it should be where the beast and the false prophet were, because the beast and the false prophet were captured," as you can read in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, I think it is, "where they were captured and thrown into the lake of fire when Christ returned. And Satan and his demons will be cast into the lake of fire at least 1,000 years after Christ returns, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Now let's go back to 2 Peter 3, verses 1 through 4, beginning in verse 1. "Beloved, I now write to you the second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure mind by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.'" Now we like to think, it seems, this world likes to think, that things are just as they have always been, and that they will always be as they are now, won't get any worse. These false teachers and scoffers that Peter is speaking about are sensual, arrogant, greedy, and covetous. They scoff at the thought of future judgment and live their life as though the present would be the pattern for the future. Peter reminds us that God is long-suffering in sending judgment, but that it will come. Yes, God doesn't get in any hurry to destroy mankind. God gives mankind every chance and every opportunity that he can to repent, because that's what God is all about. That's what his plan of salvation is all about, is giving mankind every chance and every opportunity that he can for mankind to repent. Notice verse 5 through verse 7. "For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water," speaking about the flood here that came on the earth. Now verse 7, "but the heavens and the earth which now exist are kept in store by the same word, reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." Now it does talk about a fire being on this earth, but it tells us that it won't happen until the day of judgment for ungodly men. And we have to find out when that day is. Notice verse 7 very carefully, for it is one of the key verses to help us understand verse 10. "This earth is reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition or destruction of ungodly men." But when will this earth be on fire? When will the ungodly burn to death? Well, my friends, God makes it very clear that that event will take place 1,100 years after the return of Christ, because Christ reigns over the nations on earth for 1,000 years. Then we have the second resurrection at the end of 1,000 years, which is called the White Throne Judgment. You can read of that in Revelation 20, verse 11, as Isaiah 65 tells us that people will have 100 years to be taught the plan of salvation and to live by that plan. When their mind and their heart will understand, Satan has been thrown into his place of torment, never to be loosed at that time. 2 Peter 3 and verse 10, again, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." Now we know there are several scriptures which tell us that Christ will come as a thief. In other words, unexpected. Verse 10 does say the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. The word burned could also mean laid bare or literally found. In other words, Christ is going to begin to take care of all the problems on this earth that man swayed and enticed by Satan has created. Now, if you still think the earth will burn up, totally be destroyed at the return of Christ, then why did Christ speak these words that he did and that we find in Matthew 24, verses 21 through 22. Notice what Christ said here, verse 21 of Matthew 24. "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." Christ is speaking of the time that he will have to intervene to stop mankind from annihilating all life from the earth. Yes, Christ will return, not to destroy the earth, but to save man from himself from destroying all life on the earth. 2 Peter 3, verse 10, does say, "Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up," but it doesn't say when in this verse. We must find the answer in other scriptures as we have been doing. 2 Peter 3, verses 4 through 7, as we have just quoted, adds to the answer and helps to explain verse 10. "So the earth won't burn over till the judgment and sentencing of ungodly men, those that won't accept God and Christ after being given ample opportunity to do so." Malachi 4, verses 1 through 4, and Revelation 21, verse 8, as we have quoted, tell us when and whom it will be. And it is 1,100 years after Christ returns. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. Notice what God has to say in Revelation 20, verse 11. "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them." Now this is speaking of God the Father himself, when he comes down to dwell on this earth. Chapter 21, Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5, has this to say, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea." Now, John does say he saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Verse 2, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Yes, God is coming down to this earth 1,100 years after Christ returns, and God is bringing the holy city, New Jerusalem, down to this earth, and he is going to dwell on this earth, God the Father himself. And then there will be a new heaven and a new earth at that time. Verse 3, "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." Now back to 2 Peter 3, verses 12 through 13. Notice what it says here. Verse 12 of 2 Peter 3, "Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God." The coming of the day of God. When it speaks about the coming of the day of Christ, it speaks as the coming of the day of the Lord or the return of Christ. But here it says the coming of the day of God, as we were just reading in Revelation 21, God the Father, "because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." Yes, there will be a new heaven and a new earth that will come when God the Father comes down to this earth. And this is speaking of the time that Revelation 21, verses 2 through 5 that we've just quoted, and we want to read this again, hoping that you will understand. Verse 2 of Revelation 21, Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, or sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. The earth remains after Christ returned. It will not be destroyed at his return, or it will not burn over, and it will not burn up at his return. Christ is returning to save man from himself. This is all a part of the plan of salvation. God has holy days, which he commands us to observe, that explain the plan of salvation. And you need to understand God's plan for mankind. And we want to help you do just that by offering free of charge our free booklet, God's Holy Days. You need to read this booklet and study your Bible along with it. You should want to know what's in store for this world. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675 and request your free booklet, God's Holy Days. There's no cost, there's no obligation, no one will call on you, no one will pass your name, your phone number, your email address, or your mailing address out to anyone, and no one will ask you for any money. You won't hear from us again unless you invite it. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675, and request our free booklet, God's Holy Days. If there's no one there to answer, leave us a message and we will get in touch with you and just simply mail your booklet to you. Or you can email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. That's thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. And if you have questions or comments, we'd like to hear from you about them too. Send us a letter or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle saying thanks for joining us today. On the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you can pick up, and we invite you to keep ordering and requesting our literature, because we're here to help you to understand God's Word, my friend. We aren't here to get anything from you. We are only here to help you. And as I said, we will never ask you for one red penny. So call us at the Marble Hill Church of God, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle, and we'll see you on our next program.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.